It is, however, not absolutely essential to dwell on the Tarastayi for a prolonged period if the voice does not allow it. In a Ghanashariram or bass voice, a lot of beautiful Mandara and Madhyasthayi Sancharas are very effective. Here is one such example. The alapana should be proportionate to the size of the chosen kriti. An elaborate alapana for a brief kriti or a brief alapana for a large rendukale kriti will seem out of proportion. Ghanaragas or rakti ragas are suited for an absorbing alapana.
Na 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 na.
Vakra ragas, however, the phrases will be merely swara based. The Trinity and other Vagyayakaras have played a significant role in preserving the raga swarupam through their compositions. Hence, it is advisable to learn at least 5 to 6 kritis in each of the major ragas to be comfortable with the phrases and the form of the raga. When learning to sing alapana, some phrases from these kritis could be used as a base or a fundamental form from which to progress or improvise. Here are a few examples to see how this is done.
Sudhaya resayuta bhayakti tadari.
However, the phrases should not be filled with syllables such as tadarina, replacing the words. The usage of akara predominantly is important. But again, the lines from the kriti should not be merely reproduced in akara. As an exercise in learning to sing alapana, we may limit ourselves to ranges between shajjam to panchamam in madhyasthayi and madhyasthayi panchamam and tarasthayi shajjam. Initially, phrases are likely to be repetitive, but continued effort will help improve our creativity. While alapana cannot be noted down or instructed mechanically, certain nuances can be taught. It can be developed by learning from a guru and internalizing it through intense practice or sadhana. Great musicians have evolved their own styles or banis of singing raga alapana based on their imagination. Several banis of the previous generation, such as those of G&B, Madurai Mani Iyer, Chembai, Ariyakudi, and Maharajapuram, are prevalent even today. Let us now listen to some of them. The mandolin and the clarinet, though Western instruments, are very well adapted to our classical music. A recent introduction is the saxophone. Mm-hmm.
ஊரிலேன் காணி இல்லை உறவு மற்றொருவரில் வாரில் நிற்பதமூலம் வாரில்
விருத்தம்
வற்றினேன் பரமமூர்த்தி வாரில் நின் பாதம் பற்றினேன் பரமமூர்த்தி.
A fusion of words with raga alapana is called vrittam.
புல்லாய் பிறந்தாலும் மிருகாதி ஜனனங்கள் பசியாறி மகிழும் அன்றோ பூண்டாய் பிறந்தாலும் புலத்தியர்கள் கொண்டு சிலர் பிணி தீர்த்து மகிழ்வர் அன்றோ கல்லாய் பிறந்தாலும் நல்லவர்கள் மிதி கொண்டு காட்சி கொடுத்திடும் அன்றோ.
இட் இஸ் நாட் பவுண்ட் பை அ தாளம். தட் விச் இஸ் சங் வித் அ தாளம் இஸ் நிரவல் அண்ட் தட் விச் இஸ் சங் வித்தவுட் அ தாளம் இஸ் விருத்தம். டியூரிங் த டைம்ஸ் ஆஃப் தேவாரம் அண்ட் திவ்ய பிரபந்தம் வெர்சஸ் வெ சங் இன் ராகாஸ் வித்தவுட் தாளம். The singing of verses with Thalam was then clearly distinguished as Layangam from singing them without Thalam, which was called Shuddhangam. It is said that there were 52 categories of meters or chandas in the poetic tradition. The word Vrittam essentially refers to meter. This is prevalent both in Sanskrit and Tamil. Generally, the practice of singing these verses without Thalam later came to be called a vrittam. When verses are set to a raga, they evoke moods or rasas. The rasa here is an integration of meaning and moods evoked both by the words and the raga. It is said that such a heightened experience could culminate in a vision of the supreme. In classical Carnatic music, there are numerous compositions. Of them, Prabandhas were prevalent prior to the 18th century. These are not synonymous with the Divya Prabandhas of the 12 Vaishnavite Alvars. In Kaivara Prabandha of Venkatamakhi, which is in the Raga Narayana Gavlai, there are 4 parts. The former 2 parts are set to a tala, while the third has no tala and the words are set in a Raga Alapana. The subsequent 4th Anga is set to a tala again. We see here that an intermediary piece is similar to a vrittam. These compositions have slowly disappeared in the passage of time. Later on, vrittams came to be sung more in dramas and concerts. Particularly in theatre, during a time when microphones were not there, the entry of each character was announced by the actor or the actress with a vrittam sung in the tarasthai or the high octave in ragas like Kedara Gavlai, Atana and Neelambari. This was duly adopted by the early cinemas. Subsequently, the vrittam evolved into a raga malika piece and found a niche for itself in the latter part of the concert. The combination of pleasing poetic verses and the raga malika serves to counter the heaviness of the early part of the concert. The verse chosen for vrittam should be meaningful, complete, and pleasing. Generally, it is a practice to choose verses in Sanskrit or the particular regional language. The verses are usually those describing the Lord.
அரங்கத்தரவினான் கோவோலமாமணியாரம்
The words in a vrittam are repeated. Hence, unpleasant, inauspicious, and plaintive verses may be avoided. The ragas chosen for the vrittam should correspond to the mood and the meaning of the verses. For instance, a lullaby is apt in a gentle raga like Neelambari or Ananda Bhairavi.
மண்ணு புகழ் கௌசலை மணிவாயிறு வாய்த்தவனே எண்ணுடைய யூனமுதேய ராகவனே தாலே
It would certainly be inappropriate in, say, Athana or Bilahari.
Mannu pugal kausalaita manivayiru vaithavane ennudaya innamude ராகவனே தாலேலோ.
Verses which are merely descriptions or prayers evoking neutral sentiments can be set to any raga. The long vowels and short vowels in the words have to be carefully preserved when singing a verse as a vrittam. It is said that the words as fishes should swiftly swim in the waters of a raga. The words should not be all crammed up in the beginning of a prayoga, followed by an alapana to conclude the line. The sangatis may be inserted where long vowels come. Sangatis sung with short vowels will elongate them into long vowels, and the structure and the meaning of the words will eventually be lost. Hence, it is advisable to select verses which have adequate amount of long vowels. For instance, in the verse, Kararavindena Padaravindam Mukharavinde Viniveshayantam, there are ample number of long vowels which allow scope for raga elaboration. In concerts, one may observe several ways in which musicians sing vrittam. Some allow for violin interludes between two ragas, while some musicians slip deftly from one raga to another.
கொண்டல் வண்ணனே
என்னுள்ளம் கவர்ந்தானே கோவலனாகாய் வெண்ணை உண்டவாயன் என்னுள்ளம் கவர்ந்தானே என்னுள்ள அண்டர்கோல் அடிய என்ன முதலை கண்ட கண்கள் அண்டர்கோல் அடிய
While some sing each line of the verse in a different raga, others may choose to sing the whole verse in a single raga, and yet others may change ragas randomly. While laying emphasis on developing the raga, the musician should not compromise on the diction of the words. Let us now listen to a few vrittams sung by eminent artists.
Kalyanolasasima Kalayatu kushalam Kalayatu kushalam Kalame kavirama
இச்சுவை தவிர யார் போய் இந்திர லோகமா